Killing memory for Nelson and Winnie Mandela. The soul and fire wind songs must not be neutral. Can I be void of birth and dying, wasted life, locked in the path of vicious horrors masquerading as progress and spheres of influence? What of mothers without milk or willing love, of fathers whose eyes and vision have been separated from feelings of earth and growth, of children whose thoughts dwell on rest and food and human kindness? Tomorrow's future reign in atrocious mediocrity and suffering deaths. In America's America, the excitement is over a rock singer's glove and burning hair, as serious combat rages over prayer in schools, the best diet plan, and women learn how to lift weights to the rhythms of what's love got to do with it. Ask the children, always the children caught in the absent spaces of adult juvenility, all breakdancing and singing to everything is everything while noise occupies the mind as garbage feeds the brain. In El Salvador, mothers search for their sons and teach their daughters the way of the knife. In South Africa, mothers bury hearts without bodies while pursuing the secrets of forgotten forepans. In Afghanistan, mothers claim bones and teeth from mass graves and curse the silent world. In Lebanon, the sons and daughters receive horror hourly, sacrificing childhood for the promise of land. In Ethiopia, mothers separate wheat from the desert's dust while the bones of their children cut through dried skin. Tomorrow's future may not belong to the people, may not belong to dance or music where getting physical is not an exercise but simply translates into people working, people fighting, people enduring insults and smiles, enduring crippling histories and back pocket politics, wrapped in disease blankets bearing AIDS markings in white, destined for victims that do not question gifts from strangers, do not question love of enemy. Who owns the earth? Most certainly not the people, not the hands that work the waterways, nor the backs bending in the sun, nor the bone fingers soldering transistors, not the legs walking the massive fields, nor the knees glued to the pews of storefront and granite churches, nor the eyes blinded by computer terminals, not the bloated bellies on toothpick legs, all victims of decisions made at the Washington Monument and Lenin's tomb by AIDS actors viewing Red Dawn and Return of Rambo Part 9. Tomorrow may not belong to the women and men laboring, hustling, determined to avoid contributing to the wealth of grave diggers from foreign soil and soul, determined to stop the erosion of indigenous music, of building values, of traditions. Memory is only precious if you have it. Memory is only functional if it works for you. People of colors and voices are locked in multi-basement state buildings, stealing memories more efficient than vultures tearing flesh from decaying bodies. The order is that the people are to believe and believe. Questioning or contemplating the direction of the weather is unpatriotic. It is not that we distrust poets and politicians. We fear the disintegration of thought. We fear the cheapening of language. We fear the history of victims and the loss of vision. We fear writers whose answer to maggots drinking from the open wounds of babies is to cry genocide while demanding 10 cents per word and university chairs. We fear politicians that sell coffins at a discount and consider ideas blasphemy, as young people whirl over bleed from the teeth while aligning themselves with whoever brings the food, whoever brings love. Who speaks the language of right memory? Who speaks the language of necessary memory? The face of poetry must be fire erupting volcanoes, hot silk forging new histories, poetry delivering light greater than barricades of silence, poetry dancing, preparing seers, warriors, healers, and parents beyond the age of babies, poetry delivering melodies that cure dumbness and stupidity. Yes, poets uttering to the intellect and spirit, screaming to the genes and environments, revitalizing the primacy of the word and world. Poets must speak the language of the rain, decipher the message of the sun, play the rhythms of the earth, demand the cleaning of the atmosphere, carry the will and way of the word, feel the hearts and questions of the people, and be conditioned and ready to move, to come at midnight or noon, to run against a moneyed hurricane, in this the hour of forgotten sails, forgiven promises, and frightening whispers of rulers in heat.